Report: North Carolina school ignored claims that trans student leered at girls in locker room. By Warner Todd Houston on May 13, 2026. A complaint has been filed against a North Carolina high school alleging that administrators refused to acknowledge reports that a transgender student had been leering at girls in the school's locker room and making them feel uncomfortable. Students at Cox Mill High in Concord, North Carolina, have officially filed a complaint against the school, alleging that school principal Chris Myers said that dealing with the complaints against the transgender student was too political to address and then swept the complaints under the rug, according to the New York Post. The filing by America First Legal, AFL, cites student Trista Ruck's appeal to the Cabarrus County School Board, filed last December. There is a biological male who dresses and acts like a female who is on the football and basketball cheer team. That is not the issue. The issue is whenever he dresses and undresses in the women's locker room and uses the women's restroom, the student said. A peer of mine, who is on a sports team, said that during scheduled spring workouts for her sport, she was in the locker room changing when she noticed him watching her and the other girls dress and undress. She stated that this made her feel extremely uncomfortable, the student added. Ruck also said that she and other students began avoiding bathrooms and locker rooms to avoid the trans student after Principal Myers told them they could go somewhere else if they felt uncomfortable. Ruck said that Myers blatantly ignored our concerns. However, only 10 days later, Myers resigned his position. AFL is demanding that the Department of Education and the Department of Justice launch an investigation into the school district's transgender policies. The organization also insists that the school district may have violated the Title IX ban on federally funded institutions engaging in sex-based discrimination. Girls should never be forced to sacrifice their privacy, safety, or dignity because school officials are afraid to tell the truth about biological sex, said AFL senior counsel Ian Pryor, adding, federal officials must get involved, investigate immediately, and ensure that Cabarrus County Schools follows federal law, not woke ideology. Compelling female students to share intimate spaces, restrooms, locker rooms, and showers where they undress with biological males is precisely the kind of sex-based condition that creates a hostile educational environment, the AFL concluded. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.